From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan Coulton. We have a great show for you. Eight contestants are here to play our nerdy games, but only one will win our grand prize, provided by our special guest. He's a stand-up comic, former Daily Show correspondent, and his latest comedy album is titled Furry Dumb Fighter. Our VIP is Wyatt Cinnack. Also, we are going to talk about Fashion Week, but don't think New York or Paris. Think Pakistan or the Gaza Strip, because joining us for our Meet the Expert segment from the Viceland TV series States of Undress, we have Haley Gates. Let's start things off with our first two contestants. Emily Crow, you are a middle school science teacher.
Yes, I am.
And you once taught recently in Qatar?
Yes, I did.
Now, is that, were there any different activities that you did with the school children out there?
Not really. It was just a very different kind of school than a school that you would find in the South Bronx. So.
Oh, yeah.
Very different.
In what sense?
Just as far as the students that are there and the things that you do and where everyone goes on spring break and different things like that. It's very, very different. So,
Elise Fisher, you're getting your EDD in education. Now, you also taught Yiddish on a Native American reservation?
It's a little bit of an exaggeration, but I was the library media specialist on an Indian reservation for a few years. And anytime they didn't have anything to talk about, they would say, Elise, teach the kids some Yiddish. Because the sounds were the same in the tribal language, Karisan, as they were in Yiddish. So
really?
I would teach them kvetch.
Yeah.
And the other Anglo teachers would be like, kvetch. They couldn't get that KV. And the kids would be like, I'm kvetching up a storm, Ms. Fisher. Hey. Or Schwitz.
Schwitz,
which
yeah,
I'm
sweat.
Doing right now.
Sure. So this is good, because you both work in education, so I feel like this is a good matchup, because our first game is called Discourses Pass-Fail. Jonathan Coulton and I will read clues in a stereotypical Brooklyn accent.
Ah.
And the answer to each clue is a word starting with dis. Clever. Jonathan, can you give us an example?
I would love to. If I said, you may have a different opinion, but there's something about that perfume smell I really like. I don't know if that's a Brooklyn accent or not. I'm not sure. You would answer, dissent, which is how someone with a Brooklyn accent might say, this scent.
Yeah. Right? There's a few things out there you can still make fun of, and this is one of them. So every answer will be a word beginning with dis, and when you remove the dis, you have what sounds like another word. Here we go. He can't practice law anymore, but this beer pub he opened is awesome. Elise.
Disbod.
Spell your word.
D-I-S-B-A-R.
Yes, exactly! Your Brooklyn accent was too authentic. I had to double check.
It is confusing. It's a confusing accent. I was cleaning my apartment and throwing away stuff. Sorry, I got rid of that birthday note you bought me at the Hallmark store. Elise.
Discard.
Discard is correct.
I'm distressed. How could you also schedule your wedding in the same month as Mother's Day? I know the acting throws people off. Emily.
Dismay.
Dismay is perfect.
This museum has a great exhibit of props and costumes from Death of a Salesman on Broadway.
Should we go to our puzzle guru, Archung, for a hint?
Death of a Salesman is a type of what?
Emily.
Display.
That's right.
Display.
I found something new last night. It's a great band, but they only play other people's songs. You should hear them do Born to Run. Emily.
Discover.
That's right, yeah. Discover.
They also do "This Is How We Do It." Sweet dreams are made of this. I can't believe how gross this is. I hate it when there's a sudden burst of wind. Elise.
Disgust.
Disgust is correct.
It cost me an arm and a leg, but I finally got to join my local country club. Elise.
Dismember.
Yeah, you got it.
This is your last clue. I know you feel let down. We'll reschedule your dentist visit for another time. Let down and reschedule your dentist visit. Or haircut. Or... Emily.
Disappointment.
Disappointment is correct, yeah. All right. Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
They did equally amazing, so here's a tiebreaker.
What?
I got a reduced price on my hotel room for my trip to Transylvania. Only problem, I got a bunk with Dracula. Emily.
Discount.
That's correct, congratulations. We're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.